awaiting the snap, going for the hard count are the Hatchets. And Jack Clancy's going to call a timeout after Harbor Beach did not move as they were trying to set him off sides. That did not work, so they're going to have to call a timeout to discuss this one. 4:52 left in the second quarter. Harbor Beach leads 12-0 on the WLAW Sports Network.
Back to school, a second vehicle, a winter work truck. Whatever the need, you're sure to find it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring. They have a good selection of late model local trade-in vehicles, many priced under $10,000. Like this 2008 Saturn Aura XE, four-door sedan, local trade with 3.5-liter V6 engine and four-speed automatic transmission, equipped with sunroof, AM, FM, CD, Sirius XM, and input jack sound system. Priced at only $5,900, see it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring.
Now Bannex brings out the punt team. There's another low snap, and it's going to be finally brought in. This one's a very low punt. Gets bounces at the 43, takes a big hatchet bounce, and finally stopped at the 31-yard line by Ryan Wehner. And Harbor Beach will start over on offense at their own 31-yard line, first and 10 left right across your radio. Oh, still 12-0.
That was a pretty impressive recovery there by the punter for Bad X. That snap never got airborne. It rolled all the way to him. He did a nice job to corral the football, locate his defenders, and kick it away quickly. It did not go very high, created a little topspin, Clark, and rolled that thing back into Harbor Beach's own territory. At least going to force now the Harbor Beach Pirates to go 70 yards or so to get another score and give their defense a chance to maybe make a quick stop and maybe get some points on the board here if you're the Hatchets.
Our reach coming out, spreading it out again. Handoff right at the middle to Daniel Land. Excuse me, that's Tyler Burkhard. And he's close to the first down marker. Actually finally brought down at the 41-yard line. Brought down by number 48, Blake Collins of Bad Axe. A 9-yard gain, second down, 1 yard to go.
And we both thought at the same time, Clark, that was Daniel Lanfear running with power.
Like,
but Tyler Burkhart, the smaller back, slippery, getting through that Bad Axe defense, shedding a couple tackles and getting a nice gain on first down. Bring up second and short now as the clock rolls somewhere. As the clock will start to roll here now as we get close to 4 minutes left in the first half.
It's a handoff to Tyler Burkhard this time around the left side. He has the first down there. Actually, it is first and 10. And he sheds that tackler at the 40-yard line and finally brought down at the 37-yard line. They may even mark him down to the 36. Another big run from Tyler Burkhard, but we have a flag at midfield. And this could potentially be the third hold against Harbor Beach tonight.
That pet flag, Clark, is 10 yards down the field, just in line with the first down marker, well after Tyler Burkhart was showing off some of that speed. But
we have a 5-yard face mask against the offense. From the flag, 5 yards.
Okay.
He can't remember what down it is, Clark. We'll give him a second. Yeah. Remember, it's still his first half of the year, too, okay?
So it's 5 yards from the spot of the foul, which is at the 49-yard line of Bad Axe. So instead of a big run from Tyler Burkhart, it's basically a 5-yard gain. First down and 5 for Harbor Beach at their own 46-yard line. 4:07 left in the second quarter. Harbor Beach 12-0.
As we were saying, a penalty flag 10 yards down the field is usually a unique penalty. But right back to Burkhart here, the offense goes and just gets enough for a first down, Clark.
He needed 5. He got 6. He's out into Bad Axe territory, the 48-yard line. That kid is slippery, and the ball... The clock momentarily stops to reset the chains. First and 10. Harbor Beach wasting no time here. Brought down by Devin Maxwell.
And Coach Schelke making it really easy right now. Burkhart on the right-hand side of Schelke. Schelke takes the snap, holds the ball out. Burkhart takes it from him and hits that left side. And he has done a really good job of hitting the hole and turning on the afterburners. No reason to think they're not going to continue to feed him the rock.
James Schelke fakes the handoff, keeps it for himself across to the 45-yard line before the Bad Axe line scoops him up and spits him out. That was Nick Schember on the line, bringing him down. Second down, 7 yards to go. A 3-yard gain for Schelke.
And that's exactly what Harbor Beach is going to do. They get Burkhart going, get him running really well. All of a sudden, they put the ball in his arms and take it right back and then let Schelke run the play. Good stop there as Bad Axe not fooled, standing their ground. And we're going to see Tyler Burkhart take a breather and Daniel Lanfear get back into the backfield.
Two wide each way, Shelke in the shotgun, looking to pass to his left, down the far sideline, and it is brought in by number 47, Robert Emming, deep into Bad Axe territory inside the red zone, and finally brought down at the 15-yard line by Ryan Wehner. And a first complete pass for Harbor Beach on the night, and it swings the football in the momentum all the way to the Harbor Beach sideline, and they are knocking on the door for the third time tonight.
And a great throw and catch. I love Harbor Beach testing the Bad Axe defense inside, outside with the passing game, and that's going to be big for them in the future. They're going to need that passing game against teams down the road. Robert Emming, not the fastest guy, run a great route, and James Shelke putting it on the number. Ryan Wehner had perfect coverage. The throw was just really, really good.
And off to Lanfear, and forward progress sends him out for about a two-yard gain out to the 13-yard line when all said and done. Second down, 8 to go for Harbor Beach. 2:37 left in the second quarter.
Harbor Beach getting it right back to Daniel Lanfear. He really hasn't gotten going much yet tonight, but he is going to be the featured back. Tyler Burkhart showing he's willing to, he needs some carries, off to a good start tonight. But Harbor Beach really taking their time. They're in no hurry as they are inside the 15-yard line here. Harbor Beach running their next play.
James Shelke keeps it on second down and 8 from the 13-yard line. He's pushing forward. Ford breaks free of his first tackle, and the second effort finally brings him down inside the 5, down to the 3-yard line. It's going to be a 10-yard gain from James Shelke. It's a first and goal situation.
Oh, what an impressive run. I thought he was tackled a couple different times after short games, but he puts that hand down on the ground, keeps his balance, and finds a way not only to get a couple more yards, Clark, but get the first down, get about 7 or 8 yards more, and put Harbor Beach right on the doorstep here to score another touchdown here in this Bad Axe defense. They're going to have to. If Bad Axe can make a stop here, though, Clark, they can completely change momentum in this game. Bad Axe needs to make a stop here as the clock rolls under 2 minutes.
Harbor Beach's drive so far 3 minutes long. It's a handoff up the gut, close down to the first 1 yard line. Number 32, Cole Anderson, the fullback for Harbor Beach, gets the handoff. Gets him down maybe another 2 yards. Brought down by number 40, Mike Messing of Bad Axe. Second down, goal to go from the 1 yard line.
Chess match continues. They get inside the 5. Coach Shelke automatically puts him right into the wing tee offense. Gets Cole Anderson back in the middle of that wing tee offense with Lanfear on the left and Power sophomore on the right, Devin Puff. Don't be surprised if Anderson or Puff get a chance here to pound it into the end zone for Harbor Beach.
And it's a handoff to Daniel Lanfear. He goes nowhere fast as Bad Axe was jumping on the spot in that one. The entire left side of that defensive line, including Nick Schember, bringing Daniel Lanfear down for no gain. Third down, goal to go from the 1 yard line.
We roll under 1 minute here, Clark. Again, Harbor Beach not in a hurry. Young Shelke goes to the sideline, gets the play. They're still in the huddle. Again, not concerned about the clock at all. Again, I'm very surprised Anderson or Puff hasn't got a chance to push this one into the end zone. The power backs. Again, we roll down 35 seconds here. Harbor Beach taking the snap.
James Shelke keeps it for himself, sees a gap, and he's in, standing up. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. James Shelke scores for the second time tonight. Harbor Beach in for the third time tonight. And it is suddenly Harbor Beach out by 3 possessions. Harbor Beach 18, Bad Axe nothing, 29 seconds left in this for second quarter.
And that's the third time in this quarter Harbor Beach has found the end zone. The offense taking off a little bit, finding success with the spread offense. The wing tee still hasn't been that great yet for Harbor Beach, but it gets the job done in the red zone, inside the 5. Harbor Beach punches it in for the third time with an 18-0 lead. And looks like we have Harbor Beach using their last timeout to talk about this two-point conversion.
We'll stick with you here before this two-point conversion with 29 seconds left in the second quarter. Harbor Beach now leads 18-0 over Bad Axe. Dave, is this what you expected from this ballgame? Bad Axe has a lot of the time of possession on their side.
It was a first quarter dominated by the Hatchets, and the adjustments made by the veteran coach with the senior heavy team in the second quarter that's completely changed the tone of this game. Harbor Beach gets a score finally, and the floodgates open. They get a turnover on the next play and score 3 plays after that. All of a sudden, it's a 12-0 game. Bad Axe knocked on their heels, hasn't quite recovered yet. A small win for Bad Axe right now would be to keep this two-point conversion out of the end zone and keep it an 18-point game as they go into halftime and try to refigure what they had in the first quarter and try to get that back and maybe put a score up of their own.
in the T formation. It's a handoff to number 7, Devin Puffin. He